guys that were injured in practice today, Billy Boyko, Greg Jenkins, Kaluka Mavea, and C.O. Moore. Obviously, trainers will come in and take a look at them. We'll see what the seriousness of those injuries are. I don't see any of them as being real serious injuries. So as far as practice today, I thought the execution was better. I still think, we got to catch the ball better. We had way too many drops today, and that's something that we got to continue to improve on. I thought our quarterbacks were obviously a lot more crisp. I thought they did an outstanding job. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're trying to create as much competition as we can on this football team. And our guys are responding and they're competing.
How would you describe that competition? Fierce? Everybody's into it?
I mean, obviously, I think everybody knows what's at stake. And, we got 88 guys out here trying to make a football team. And we're trying to develop the foundation for this football team and what we're going to be this year. And guys are working towards that goal.
I don't know how much you hear, Reed, but there's a lot of guys hurt around the league today. First off, are you aware of that? And if you are, does that get taken into account how you approach things out here? Might you scale it back?
I mean, I think we pay attention to what's going on with our football team and what the injury situations are with our football team. What type of condition our guys are in, and we'll take that on a day-by-day basis. If we feel like, you know, our football team's dragging and there's a chance that we might have some injuries and we may cut back. But this is a tough game, all right? And unfortunately, injuries are part of the game, and they occur. And really, at the end of the day, you got to have a next man up philosophy, and you got to deal with those hurdles when they come up.
What did you see that you like from Garrod, and what do you foresee for him here?
Well, I think he's a big, powerful guy. We signed him, giving him an opportunity to come in and compete, to have a chance to make this football team. I see him playing inside as a center guard combination type of player. And, I thought for the first day, I'll look at the tape, but, I thought he was okay. Well, listen, it's day two, I'm not ready to get into, who's creating separation and who's creating distance, but I've been very impressed with Matt Flynn. I've been impressed with his demeanor. He's made some nice throws, some nice reads, really I think he's done a nice job with the first offense.
Whenever we talk to Darren pretty much all offseason, anytime you mention downhill running, he smiles. Have you seen a big change in his demeanor, just the switch in offense?
Well, Darren's always – he's always been a guy that's come to work every day. And no matter what the circumstances are, he's going to continue to go out there and compete. I think it's obvious that he feels more comfortable in a downhill type of scheme. And so we're going to try to put him in those positions, as much as possible, because he is an explosive player for us.
With as many as possibly 9 new starters on defense, what makes Nick Roach capable of being the guy to be in the middle of all that, directing traffic? How confident are you in him to go in and be able to handle all that stuff?
I'm extremely confident in Nick. Since day one, since we brought him in, really from the day he came in on his visit, I've been very impressed with him as a young man. The way he goes about his business, he's extremely smart. He understands the defense, and he's got athletic ability. He's just as good against the run as he is the pass. And so, when you watch him when he was in Chicago, he was an outstanding player in Chicago. It was unfortunate for him. He just happened to be in the shadow of Lance Briggs and Brian Urlacher. But I think he's an outstanding player, and I'm looking forward to big things out of him.
He's a guy that came in, made a team as a practice squad player to start, worked his way up. Is there something there that you can see? I mean, do you see that kind of character come through with a guy like that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I talk about guys that we want on this football team that love football, that are willing to work, that are going to put the team first, and he epitomizes all three of those characteristics. The guy comes to work with his lunch pail every day, and he understands the role that we're asking him to play on this defense, to take a leadership role to this defense, to get us in the right positions on every single play, and he's really taken a hold of that role and really embraced that role.
One of the biggest hurdles when you have defense where no one in any unit is pretty much played with each other.
Well, I think it's just getting to know each other and getting the communication down, getting a feel for, how getting a feel for bodies and how everybody's going to fit together, and really coming together as a unit and taking a bunch of different personalities and trying to make them come together as a cohesive unit for one goal and in one direction. And I think that's probably the biggest challenge. We've got some talented players. Now it's just a matter of those guys coming together and meshing.
Can that happen on the practice, or does it need to be in games where it really starts building up?
Well, you started on the practice field. Well, really, you started in the meeting room. You start in the meeting room, you bring it out here to the practice field. We'll have an opportunity to play four preseason games to kind of cement that a little bit, and then we get ready for the regular season. We got a lot of pros on our defense, guys that have been in battle before, guys that understand what it takes, guys that have won championships. And I'm looking forward to watching these guys play.
Going into the first padded practice, do you have a talk with them about, this is how we're going to play hard, but how we're going to stay healthy too? Or have you already done that?
Well, we've talked about that. But at the end of the day, we want to be a tough physical team. Mm-hmm. And to do that, you got to be able to practice that way. And so we're gonna practice tough. We're going to practice physical. And guys are embracing that.
You talk about Roach as being a guy who he started part of last season, but really he was in the shadow of guys like Urlacher and things. I mean, you see Vance Walker as being that type of guy as well?
Yeah, obviously, Vance is kind of we've got a lot of guys that, if you pay attention to the outside world, they're kind of unsung guys, but we think they're talented football players. And you can win in this league with talented football players that are willing to work together and willing to compete together, guys that aren't going to let go of the rope.
When did you guys hear about Andre Holmes' suspension? Does that affect his status?
Well, we were aware that would, was a possibility. Really, at the end of the day, it's a league matter. It's not a suspension handed down by the team, and we'll just kind of leave it at that.
How do you see Lamar Houston's role changing, both off the field in terms of leadership and then also more of a pass rushing role?
Well, first of all, I'd say Lamar Houston worked his tail off this offseason, and he's probably in the best shape that he's been in since he's been here. He sees himself as an elite player. We see him as an elite player, and he's prepared himself physically and mentally to be that.
At the other end spot, is that pretty much an open competition, or Jason,
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of competition going on throughout camp, and I think a lot of times when you look at it, you may go in not thinking there might be a lot of competition, but there ends up being competition. Okay. And so we're trying to create that as much as we can with every position on the football team. And we're going to evaluate how training camp goes, how the preseason goes. And it's not till the end of training camp that we got to make the decision on who's going to be the right 53 players for the Oakland Raiders.
How confident are you that you've got those guys here? That the guys that you were going to have for the first game are here now.
Oh, I'm very confident. At the end of the day, once you come into training camp, there's not a lot of. There's no saviors coming, I guess is probably the best way to say it. And I feel very confident in the guys that we have. Our guys are working extremely hard. I think they all understand what type of football team we're going to be and how we're going to win this year.
From the looks of it, that there's not a lot of depth at the middle linebacker position. Is it a situation where you might look to bring somebody in for that, or do you maybe move Burris into the middle linebacker?
Well, I mean, obviously Miles is a guy that we were counting on this year. And I think you got to be able to train all these guys in multiple positions because you do face injuries in every season. And so we've got to prepare a lot of guys to play a lot of different positions. Any backup player has got to be able to play multiple positions. Could we bring somebody else in? Yeah, I mean, that's obviously always a chance. And we're always going to look, as I've always said, for anybody out there that can come in and help us win.
The read option was a big thing this year in the NFL, and there's been a lot of talk about how the team stopped that read option, and you guys did some work on that as well. How much emphasis do you put in training camp on those kind of things, kind of behind the scenes?
Well, obviously, football is a game of trends, and that's obviously something that's become a big trend in the National Football League, with teams like Washington, Carolina, San Francisco across the bay. So That's something that's in this league. It's not going away right now. So we've got to prepare to defend those things. And really, we don't necessarily put just a ton of emphasis on that per se, other than we got to understand what our responsibilities. It's like defending, the triple option. You know, everybody's got a responsibility, and they got to make sure they do their job. And when you get in trouble with that is when you try to do somebody else's job, and that's when things break down and people make big plays.